It's time for the Red Dirt Review, a weekly look at the Texas music scene with me, Dave Walker, Neely Yates, and David Wild.
One thing I thought was interesting was the Jab Fest lineup this year. There's a little old school involved in this, too.
Yeah, Mark Chestnut, he announced, is going to be part of the deal.
And Chestnut hasn't charted in Nashville in forever.
Right? No, it's been a while, but Mark Chestnut was kind of one of those guys that from the 90s that, you know, the old Nashville, back when they played real country music.
Real country,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When country was good. When you could turn on a country station and hear country. You can't really do that anymore.
Well, you can if you go to 105.3.
Well, yeah. But you know what I mean. Yeah. Like the mainstream country. He was a part of that, but he was good because it was good back then.
Right. It'll be a neat little kind of change of pace for Jab Fest. So we're looking forward to that.
And it may draw in some older people who remember him and thought, yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, Josh has been recording, has been in Nashville quite a bit. So you just take it that there's some kind of a friendship that's developed there.
That's cool.
And maybe collaboration on something. I don't know.
That's pretty neat. Probably, I imagine that conversation was, hey, you ought to come down to Lubbock. No, seriously. You ought to come down to Lubbock and see these animals party at the amphitheater.
Yeah, so that'll be a good thing.
And I'm in.
Will's got something new, right?
Yeah, we've got, I'm really happy they decided to go with this. We'll be adding this next week. It's going for ads next week. Old Fashioned by William Clark Green. One of my favorite songs on the record. He just kind of calls it as he sees it on that song. So we're looking forward to that one coming up next week.
And he's got his Live at Green Hall album coming out September 23rd.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Looking forward to that.
David and I were both there. Yeah, it was epic.
I'm the only guy from the Red Dirt Rebel that wasn't there. And
you were.
And I,
was
you were. Wade was there, too. That's right.
Yeah.
Even your son was there.
Yeah, JD was there.
He drove down, and yeah, it was so much fun.
Well, I can't wait to hear this album.
Laura and Roberta were there.
Yeah. We had Lubbock was, of course, Laura, not from Lubbock, but very connected to Lubbock. It was kind of a Lubbock takeover there in Green, Texas a few months back.
One other topic I wanted to ask you about, David, specifically, was Jim Dixon. He put out this new album, you know, what, five-song album type thing.
Right.
And he was really worried about how it would be received out there. What's your take on it so far?
So far, so good. He was worried because it was very different than what he had done in the past. But I told him, it's good to kind of get that out of your system. And that's what this record was all about, this quick five-song EP. It was just a collection of songs. He wanted to get them out there, but he's already focusing on the next record, which is going to be very Jim Dixon. Very what we've, grown to love about Jim Dixon. We're going to have more of that on this next record. And last time he told me, he said he's going full length on this one. So 13, 14 track album coming up.
He's a hell of a songwriter.
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
I'd give him about a year, year and a half, and we'll be there. We'll be So looking forward to that from Jim. I'm excited. Proud of him.
Me too.
Neely, what else you know of the scene? Anything?
I'm excited about the barbecue cook-off coming up because I'm a huge Zane Williams fan.
Right.
And I love him, and so I'm excited because you said I could go intro him.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm excited.
What's the date on that?
September 22nd.
September 22nd.
And barbecue. Lots of barbecue.
Lord, I just love the smell of that.
Is your brother doing another?
I need to ask him.
I wonder if he's
Joey.
Joey's won awards in the past out there.
Yeah. He has for McJoe's Barbecue. Yeah. Him and his friend Renee Vargas have their own little barbecue catering business, and they do some good stuff. Yeah, they know a piece of meat.
He let me try some last time I was out there, and it was I could see why he won awards. I
mean, they're so good.
So
yeah,
a lot of good teams out there. I imagine the competition is pretty high every year.
I'm so ready for fall.
It feels like it's fall already. The past week, it feels like Seattle.
I know, but this just makes me even more excited. Like, whenever we have the barbecue cook-off, I'm like, okay, fall's here. It's the start of fall. And I know football this week and all
football.
That.
It kind of reminds me, it seemed like every fall for a while there, Josh Abbott had a new anthem, included football and Texas Tech and everything else like that. So do another one, Josh. Come on.
He's probably concentrating on his draft picks right now. And then
he's big into that. Yeah.
He's so big into that. Yeah.
I'm just glad it's finally here. I'm looking forward to this Saturday. We've got some great games. Of course, you know me, focus. I kind of keep one eye on Oklahoma. A big game right off the bat, 10 o'clock, our time, number 3 Oklahoma against number 15 University of Houston. That's a trap game right off the bat. It scares me on that one.
One reason why I think that's big is because Houston is on the short list of coming into the Big 12.
That's right. Yeah.
So, and we've always had trouble with the University of Houston.
And you can imagine that they're probably using that as, you know, if we want to be in the Big 12, we got to show them that we can be in the Big 12. So, you know, they're going into it with some motivations.
Yeah, well, there's no question they can do it.
And then, of course, Tech plays later that evening at 7 o'clock. So I think we're going to go some tailgates this Saturday. I'm looking forward to that. More barbecue.
And beer.
And beer.
The Red Dirt Rebel, 105.3.